The leaders of Iraq's Kurdish minority threatened to pull out of the new government in Baghdad this past week. The Kurds objected to what they see as an attempt to limit their autonomy. Iraq's new prime minister later told reporters the dispute was resolved, but he gave no details, and Kurdish leaders were tight-lipped. A year ago, many in the community viewed the U.S. as liberators, but now some accuse Washington of sacrificing Kurdish autonomy to appease Iraq's Arab majority. NPR's Ivan Watson recently traveled to the Kurdish city of Sulaymaniyah in northern Iraq and filed this report.
You won't hear daily gun battles or American tanks on patrol in the Kurdish stronghold of northern Iraq. The only heavy vehicles rumbling around Sulaymaniyah are bulldozers and earth movers. The city is experiencing a construction boom, with countless crews building roads, shopping malls, houses, and even an airport. Among those hard at work at the airport is a Kurd named Abbas Ali. He stopped operating his tractor for a minute to vent his frustration over the political process in Baghdad. We got less from the Americans than we expected after the war, he says. If we don't get our rights, our leaders shouldn't join the new government in Baghdad. The Kurds have never made a secret about their hopes for an independent Kurdish state. But faced with the opposition of their far more powerful neighbors, the Kurdish leadership compromised. They agreed to remain tied to Baghdad on the condition that Iraqi Kurdistan would retain most of its hard-won autonomy as a separate entity within a federal Iraq. But Kurdish newspaper editor Asas Hardy says for many Kurds, that's just not good enough anymore.
I can say that the majority are sometimes asking, why should be we inside of Iraq? Why we are forced to be a part of Iraq?
Northern Iraq's ruling Kurdish elite raised objections when the United Nations Security Council unanimously approved an Iraqi resolution that did not endorse last March's controversial interim constitution. It gave the Kurds veto power over future Iraqi legislation. Hardy says there is now no guarantee to stop a future Arab-dominated government in Baghdad from once again trying to impose its will on the Kurds.
The majority of the Arab can oppose their views on us. And I think democracy, as much as it is a ruling of majority, it's also protecting the minorities. So we have no such protect now.
Distrust of the Arabs is widespread at this busy tea house where Kurdish men gather to play dominoes and talk politics. For sketch artist Akram Haider Hussein Hassan, the scars left by decades of persecution at the hands of the Iraqi military run deep.
My uncle was killed by the Arabs, who have given 52 victims from my family. Now, how can I believe the Arabs? I don't trust them at all.
Nearby, a writer named Fuad Muhammad Siraj rejected Iraq's newly appointed prime minister, Iyad Alawi.
I am an independent person. I consider Iyad Alawi as the prime minister of the Arab, not the prime minister of Kurds.
This tone of defiance is echoed by Mohammed Mahmoud, a leader of the Kurdistan Socialist Party. He was the first of the Kurds to reject a call this week from Alawi to disarm the Kurdish fighters known as the Peshmerga, along with the rest of Iraq's militias.
They should not be dissolved, because if we dissolve the Peshmerga forces, it means that we give a knife to the Arabs to slaughter us.
Mahmoud commands just a fraction of the tens of thousands of Peshmerga fighters in Iraqi Kurdistan. Most of this force is run by the region's two ruling chieftains, who have so far been close U.S. allies in the Baghdad political process. Meanwhile, the barriers between the two communities appear to be growing, with Kurds reporting harassment in Arab cities like Mosul, and Arabs sometimes being forced to register at police stations when visiting Iraqi Kurdistan. Newspaper editor Asas Hardy warns if the Kurds are forced to sacrifice too much of their autonomy to the central government in Baghdad, it may set the stage for future conflict.
In long term, if this situation will remain, we can expect going back to violence between Kurds and the central government.
Ivan Watson, NPR News, Sulaymaniyah in northern Iraq.